Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Yeah! It's election time on the moon. So many attack ads. I'm running against the incumbent, Illusionoid. He's launched quite a negative campaign against me. Mostly methane and mustard gas. I'm the only voter, so I'll probably vote for Illusionoid again. I mean, the attacks are just too powerful. Plus, he makes a persuasive campaign. And he listens to the people. You know, he's just a real guy in the end, so it doesn't matter what he does. And the robocalls are convincing. 2 a.m, I get woken up by a robocall from Illusionoid. It's a sonic blast that partially lobotomizes me. Can't argue with that. Illusionoid makes some good points. In your future, the technology and science of bakery will be taken to new heights. Oh, but also what depths will we plumb? Plum pies? Play on words. Worked for hours on that one. Plum pie, plumb the depths. Come on, cut me some slack. Space time.
Oh man, this dough!
Yeah, I know, it's so thick, isn't it?
Oh, my fingers are... Ah!
I know, it's like, it won't yield.
God damn it, though! Yield to my fingers! Who is superior? You? Yeast? Bacteria? Before yeast is bacteria?
Well, I think it's more of like a spore, like a mold. I don't think it's like bacteria, you know, generally produces toxins as it reproduces.
I've been eating this all wrong. I've been eating this like it was bacteria.
Oh, Chaz. How long you been a baker now, huh?
Bluto, 16 years!
16 years. Decade and a half plus one, right? A baker's decade. And you're still trying to figure out the difference between a spore and a bacteria.
All this time I've been kneading this dough as though it was a bacteria. But now, watch as I switch my technique to kneading a spore.
Ooh.
Right through the dough!
Wow. That's excellent. Well, look, I think we're done. I think we just got to set this aside, let it rise.
All right.
Come back. Now,
smoke break?
Yeah, let's take a quick one.
All right.
Just a quick one. Oh, beautiful day, huh?
Cloud rolling in from Vesuvius 4.
Oh, yeah, there it is. There it is, blocking out the two suns. Oh, man.
Dark omens, right?
Yeah, dark omens.
You believe the omens of the old ones?
I can't say I believe them, yet I do retain a bit of superstition. You know, I grew up with that.
I, too, was raised in a, you know, a house of the old ones.
Yeah. You had the sigils on the walls, right?
Sigils on the walls.
Yeah.
Carved into our pantries.
What?
And our cupboards.
You said pantries, right?
Yeah. Sigils carved in the pantries.
Yeah. That just reminded me of something I hadn't thought about in a really, really long time.
Do you want me to mind lock with you and see what it is?
Yeah, you know, it fills me with, I've got this feeling of dread. It's kind of undefined. It's kind of nebulous, but,
You know, I just took my goggles on and see into your mind.
You okay with that?
Dude! It's Chaz you're talking to. Yeah, I've been doing this for 2.5 dozen Baker's units of time.
I know. It's just that, you know, I don't, it's gonna change, at least I imagine, fundamentally our relationship once you get in there and start messing around with the things that are inside my head.
Oh, you're asking me to be selective.
If you could turn a blind eye to some of the things that you might find a little bit more, shall we say, repugnant, and just trying to focus on whatever this feeling of dread, this nebulous, murky feeling of dread, and kind of expunge that from me?
Yeah, sure. So I'll tighten the irises of these goggles.
That sounds good. Yeah, all right.
All right.
Maybe I should squat? Should I squat? I'll squat.
Squat down so I can look from above you.
Okay, all right. Let me just get down on my haunches here.
All right, open your mind holes.
Whoop, there they go.
All right, I'll stick these goggles in. All right. Turn on the infrared light.
Oh, wow. You're in.
Let's see what I see. Okay, that's me naked.
Well, there's you naked.
Alright, is this the thing that's feeling you with dread, or is this one of the things I'm supposed to avoid, Bluto?
You might want to just... Can we table that?
Let's table that item. Stick a pin in that.
Yeah,
not literally.
No, never literally. Alright, let's walk down this corridor here.
Alright.
Hey, this is the front door of my old house I grew up in right here.
The windows are eyes looking down at us.
They are. It's like, yeah, it's true. It's like there's a white part, and then there's a dark part, which forms like the iris. You said irises a moment ago, didn't you?
That's right, because I tightened the irises on my mind goggles.
That's right. That's two mentions of irises. That must mean something. My grandmother.
She had two irises.
And her name was Iris. She's inside. She's inside behind
house?
This door, yeah.
You have to confront her, Bluto.
I do.
This feeling of dread will only be resolved if you confront your grandmother.
All right, Chase. I'm opening the door. Granny?
Hello.
Granny.
Bluto. What? You look so old.
Granny, I'm a full-grown man now.
Well, how is that possible? I just sent you off to school not too long ago.
Granny, this might be hard for you to understand, but my friend Chaz here, who I co-bake with...
Oh, hey.
Hello, Mrs. Johansson? I don't know if she's
the
maiden's name.
Iris Johansson. Yeah.
Iris Johansson.
Many years have passed, Granny, since I saw you last. You remember that time that I saw you last? You were very, very sick, and you were at the house, right? And you said, Bluto, go down to the pantry.
Yes, I said, go down to the pantry and mind the carvings in it.
Yeah, yeah.
But fetch me the yeast from the pantry.
That's right. And then I went there, and I opened the pantry, and I was looking for the yeast. It took me a really long time because I couldn't find it. It was a Fleischmann's you were asking for.
Fleischmann's yeast.
Fleischmann's.
The finest yeast there is.
Exactly. It's like the number one yeast, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I forgot what I was looking for. And I had a pie that was in the pantry. And when I came back, you were dead.
Yeah. Yes.
You remember that?
I asked for that yeast so I could teach you the secrets of being the best pie baker there is, but you never brought it back, so you never learned.
No, I came back with my fingers and my chin covered in rhubarb.
You'd rather eat a rhubarb pie than learn how to make one.
Hey, excuse me, just drop by to pick up some baking powder, and does anyone want to sit on my naked lap?
What?
Naked Chaz!
Just came in to visit, see if anyone wants to sit in my lap.
Hey, my granny, she's gone. She's vanished in a puff of spectral smoke.
And now there's just naked Chaz and clothed Chaz.
Can we exit my mind now?
Yeah, we think we'd better.
Now I figured out what it is.
You opened up that pantry to get some Fleischmann's.
Fleischmann's yeast, the finest yeast there is. But I was so tardy in my bringing it back to my granny, who was on a deathbed, that she passed away before she was able to tell me the secret of the yeast.
I'm gonna throw something out here. Just throw it at the wall, see if it sticks like a well-kneaded pile of dough.
All right.
Do you suppose that it was your tardiness that led to your grandmother's demise? Or suppose that you released something from that pantry that followed you or preceded you back to your grandmother's deathbed and strangled her in her sleep?
How did you know? I thought she died of natural causes. She was strangled to death.
Check the records!
Check the records. That's right. Here, let me bring it up. bringing up a minor. Here we go, Granny. Iris Johansson died 2585. Here it is. Strangled in her deathbed.
Wow. No suspects. No arrests. No questions on your part.
Nothing. I was just a kid.
Fair enough. You don't know strangulation marks when you see them.
No, I don't. I don't. I thought that's how you died at that time. But if I'd only been quicker, more timely, more punctual with the Fleischmanns, maybe that wouldn't have happened, or maybe I wouldn't have pulled whatever that thing was out of the pantry that killed her.
So, is this our working hypothesis?
I like it. I think this is it, Jez. We gotta go back. We gotta go back to my childhood home. Get back to that pantry. Find out whatever the hell it is I let out of there and put it back in.
Oh, pull up the bubble car.
Nice. All right, set the coordinates. Let's get over there.
Boop, 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 boop. Just something I sing when I enter coordinates.
Nice. I like that. You're a cheery fellow.
And now we're driving down the street to your house where you grow up. Released a demon that killed your grandma. Ba-doop, doop.
You're still developing this hypothesis now. Is a demon now?
Hello, Bluto. I may not know much about the natural world and the bacteria and spores that grow within it, but I have a keen knowledge and third eye for what lies above our mortal plane.
The astral plane. Of course. All right. I'll never question you again.
I mean, I'm no Max Magus.
No, that's true. That's true. You're no Max Magus. If only we could get Max Magus into this.
At the very least, his assistant,
Wong?
Wong. And we have arrived.
Here we are. Look at this. You know, given the fact that I was here when I was so young, everything just seems an order of magnitude larger than it did before.
Shouldn't it appear smaller as you get older?
That is true. There's a paradox in this.
So it has actually gotten bigger from your perspective.
Holy crap, it's like looming above me with malevolence now.
It is. I have never been here or set foot in this yard before, and I can tell you that from my perspective, also, it looms with a truly ominous girth.
It does. Malevolent, and those eye windows.
They're staring at us.
Looking down at us.
You never noticed that this was weird.
Never. Never occurred to me before. But you know what? When I moved away, when, you know, I bounced around from foster home to foster home after I left, and my granny, who was my guardian and caretaker, passed, murdered, I guess, by that demon. Someone bought this house. Kind of a dapper-looking fellow came from the city. He said this was exactly the place he was looking for. I wonder if he still lives here.
Only one way to find out.
What's that?
Breaking the back.
Right on.
Hello?
Oh, excuse me!
What the hell do you want? Sorry, I live here.
Oh, you... I remember you.
What?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I was a 9-year-old boy the last time I saw you.
Oh, yes, your grandmother died in this very house.
That's right, yeah. You came with a suitcase, you called it a valise, full of cash.
How soon after your grandmother's death did this gentleman in this beautiful suit show up with a valise full of cash?
Minutes?
Yeah, it was like a minute and a half.
Yeah, almost 2 minutes.
Yeah, well, a baker's minute.
A baker's minute.
Yeah, he just came in and he said, I'd like to buy this house. 9 years old, right? I didn't know what I was doing. I just signed.
Yeah, you took the cash.
You took the cash.
And this house is mine now, so good day.
Oh, excuse me.
What's
excuse
this?
Me. Before you... Sorry, I jammed on my foot there. I never got your name, by the way.
Request denied.
Wait, hold on a second, sir. Could we trouble you for some Fleischmanns?
You seek the yeast.
Yeah.
The finest yeast there is?
The number one yeast, yeah.
Fleischmann's yeast.
That's yeast number one.
That's the one.
The original yeast.
Yeast Prime.
Yeast Prime, the first spore.
I have not opened the pantry since I've bought this house.
You sealed it.
It is my way. Jeffrey Mandrake is my name, and Jeffrey Mandrake seals the pantries of every home he buys.
That would be your game.
Thank you.
Your game. Pantry sealer.
That's right.
You know something about that pantry that my friend here also knows.
What's that?
It's a portal to the astral plane that releases demons that will strangle people in their sleep.
So you know.
So we hypothesize.
Oh. So we are now confirmed, since you said that.
Well, I thought you knew. I thought you were telling me.
Well, no.
That you knew this already.
No, you've confirmed what we thought.
Yes, I confirm it! Any pantry with runes carved into it is a portal for demons to come out and take the lives of your loved ones. The runes carved into the pantry allow the demons to come through, strangle whoever they want, go back through, and take a pie with them.
The sigils of the old one!
The sigils of the old one.
The problem at this house was that the demon was very angry because it did its job, but then when it came back, there was no pie for it to eat.
The pie I ate.
You ate that pie?
I ate the pie.
Good Lord!
I did not know. I did not know.
This demon has just been trying so hard to get out of this pantry for years because it wants a pie! I wish I knew how to bake!
Okay, I'm just trying to see my place in this thing, like if I had not eaten the pie.
Oh boy, your grandmother probably would have died, but at least this demon would have gone back to its rightful place.
All right.
And not tried continuously to get out.
So what, have you just been living in this house with the demon in your pantry the whole time?
I haven't slept. I haven't slept at all because I've been guarding this pantry door. I've sealed it, but it keeps trying to get out.
So why don't you just sell the house?
It's got an awesome breakfast nook.
It does. I remember that.
That's why I wanted it.
Yeah.
But also, the acreage is nice. It's got a nice yard.
It's true. You could expand. You could make an addition to this place.
It's true. I'm thinking about it, but the problem would be I have to take out the pantry.
Right.
And it's got a demon in it.
Well, Mr. Mandrake, Jeffrey, if I might.
Mr. Mandrake is fine.
Okay, Mr. Mandrake, I'd like to offer the services of my friend Chaz here.
Why?
Well, he has astral goggles.
Astral goggles? We need someone who can make a pie.
What do you think, Chaz? We need to bake a pie fit for a demon.
It's the only pie I know how to make.
I love that.
Okay, well, you can have this kitchen. See, I've redone the kitchen.
We have to break the seal first.
I'll do that. I made the seal. I'll break the seal.
What are you gonna do?
I will do what I must to break this magic seal.
Crowbar?
Yeah, just a crowbar.
It's an actual seal.
Yeah, it's an actual circus seal pressed into the lock.
It's a harp seal.
Yeah, I just have to pry it off with this crowbar.
What kind of man are you?
He's still alive.
There we go.
And there it goes, flopping out the door.
Off you go, Jennifer.
Happiest day of that seal's life.
Down to the beach and into the ocean.
Now, you get what you need, because that demon's coming if he senses this door is open.
All right, lights out, everybody.
Lights out. Hit the lights.
Lights out, everyone.
Astral goggles on.
And
open. So cold.
I see shelves. I see vanilla extract.
This vanilla is Madagascar vanilla extract.
I see flour.
Yeah.
All purposes.
Herbs and spices.
We don't need those.
Cloves.
Some nutmeg.
It might work in a pie.
I heard in major doses nutmegs is a hallucinogen.
Let's shelve that item.
One thing at a time. Put a pin in it.
Not literally.
Nope.
Get what you need quickly.
All right, I'll just grab a... Guys.
What is it?
Guys, I see the demon. It is standing in the closet, looking at me, wondering what my next move is.
The closet within the pantry?
That's it. The pantry closet.
Why is there a closet in this pantry? I don't remember that being there.
I think the demon must have moved in.
Hey, this is kind of where I live now.
Easy, demon!
What?
Stand down, demon!
Oh, Hey, I'm just trying to...
The power of chance compels you!
Don't you make a move, demon!
I hadn't planned on it.
I am just gonna bake a pie.
Oh, I like pie.
Don't try to confuse this demon with your words.
Don't you strangle us. You may have taken my buddy Bluto's grandmother.
Iris. You remember Iris? You remember her?
Yeah.
Good.
It's my job.
Well, you just take your freaking pie and go do your job somewhere else.
Thank you for making me a pie.
Could you please hand me the Fleischmann's yeast?
Of course, here you go.
Thank you very much.
No false moves, demon.
Yeah, well,
you probably don't know any other kind. All right, let me flour the countertop here, make sure nothing sticks to this thing.
Thank you very much, Pluto.
You're welcome.
I can't believe how horrible that demon is.
Filthy. He's a monster. A stench on it, eh?
I can hear you.
Rolling pin.
What kind of pie will you make?
I haven't thought about that. What, do you think the demon has any,
All right, let's ask him.
Demon!
Yeah?
No tricks! What kind of pie do you like the best, demon?
I like a pecan pie.
Shut up!
My granny loved the pecan pie.
I'm gonna need some pecans.
There's some here.
Oh, excellent. Thank you very much.
Good. Let me chop those up.
Good. Put
for sugar.
Thank you.
Yeah, sugar, yeah. Uh-huh. Pecan pie is mostly sugar anyway.
Well, yeah, it is. It's kind of like a giant butter tart, but with lots of pecans in it.
Yeah, yeah, you're gonna like that. Demon's gonna like that. Yeah, you're gonna like this, demon!
I can't wait.
Shut up! All right, stick that in the oven, and,
Poke it with the fork.
Thank you very much, Bluto.
Right, now we play the waiting game.
Is that your game, Mandrake?
No, my game was sealing pantries.
Oh, yeah, right.
But now we play a game. We'll just wait.
Okay. All right. Does it make sense to cook the pie faster, to turn the heat up?
I'm not a baker. I would ask Chaz.
Yeah. I am a baker, yes.
Okay, all right, let's turn the heat up on this thing, because I want this demon out of here, and I want my granny's memory back to where it should be, not in the dreadful part of my subconscious.
There we go, we're done.
There it is. Oh, that smells
now
good.
We got lettuce. That smells delicious.
Yeah, well, it's a pie fit for a demon, gentlemen.
Nice, Chaz.
So nobody eat it.
Thank you.
Shut up! All right, now, we gotta get this pie to the demon and not risk being ensnared in its protoplasms.
All right. Here you go, demon.
Please take this pie and be gone.
Oh, thanks. Oh, pecan pie, it's so delicious. Thank you, goodbye.
One last thing, demon, before you go.
Okay.
You killed my grandmother.
It's my job.
Is there any way that I could have one last word with her?
Well, now that I'm leaving, her spirit is free.
It is.
Yes, you can speak to her all you like. She's right here.
She is?
Hello, Bluto.
Granny. Granny Iris, it's me.
I'm so happy that you finally learned how to bake. To make the pie that released my spirit. Thank you. Thank you for baking that pie, Bluto.
You're very welcome, Granny, and I just wanted to say, you know...
I don't want to be that guy, but I make that pie. Chaz baked the pie.
What?
Well, I know, you know.
Yes.
I mean, Bluto's my best friend, but as a pieman, as a baker, the baker's code is to take credit for every pie you bake. So I baked the pie.
I stepped over the line there.
Yeah.
So
he chopped some nuts.
Yeah.
He can't.
Yeah.
I baked the pie.
So the one thing I wanted to impart to you all these years ago, you never learned how to do that thing.
No, I never did. I partnered with someone who was an expert baker.
Oh, so you took the lazy way out.
Well, it doesn't have to be that way, Mrs. Doyanson.
Got someone else to do the work for you.
Oh,
that's the trouble with you kids today. You want it all done for you. You don't want to do any of the work. Well, you know what? You're both horrible people.
Hey,
I'm going to haunt you for the rest of your lives.
Oh, my God. Demon?
Yeah?
Is there any way that you can take my granny with you when you go?
No dice. I got my pie. I'm out.
You know what we gotta do now?
Seal the pantry.
And strangle your grandmother's ghost.
Holy crap.
Try if you want to. I've got a very vapory neck.
She's spectral and wispy.
Well, I may not know my spores from my bacteria.
You don't?
But I got a pair of astral goggles on.
Nice. Can you make your hands astral?
Yeah, let me just throw on my astral gloves.
Don't you dare touch me, young man.
Come here, old lady.
Oh, no.
Consider this a gift, Granny.
Chaz!
Yeah.
I don't want you to look!
Alright, I won't look!
I don't want this to add to your feelings of dread!
I won't!
I don't want to have to look inside your brain and see the naked me strangling your grandma!
Oh, Chaz!
You can't even strangle your own grandmother! Someone else has to
make
do it!
Make it stop, Chaz!
Shut up, you old lady!
You're the worst!
Oh. Die!
She's gone. She's gone. Mr. Mandrake?
I can't believe what I've seen.
Hey, you'll probably get a sleep easy in this house now.
Well, I can get into the pantry. It looks like there's some nutmeg in there. You know, I hear that nutmeg in great doses can be a hallucinogen.
After what I've seen today, that doesn't sound half bad.
Great. Nutmeg puffs for everyone.
Ghost in the Pantry, improvised by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates as Chaz and Naked Chaz, Lee Smart as Bluto Johansson, and Nug Nargang as Granny Iris Johansson, Jeffrey Mandrake, and The Demon, recorded at Illusionoid Laboratories in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Illusionoid can be heard on Stitcher. Listen to over 25,000 radio shows, podcasts, and live radio stations for free on your iPhone, iPad, Android, and PC. Discover the best of news, entertainment, comedy, sports, and talk radio on demand with Stitcher Radio. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You could submit a title for a future episode. Tweet it to us at IllusionoidPod or post it on the wall of our Facebook page and give us a like while you're there. Also, stop by our iTunes page and give us a review, as those ratings help us climb the charts. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on
Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.